It was summer, a long time ago. And I loved to go and play with my brother. We would play all day, all day. And we decided that we were going to go on a bike ride. So we got on our bicycles and we set off. And we biked and we biked and we biked until we got to the edge of the world. We decided this was the edge of the world. It really was the pier. There was a pier going out into the sea. We lived in a seaside community. And we parked our bicycles and we got onto the pier and we wanted to play games. There were machines that you could put money in. Well, I went with my brother and we were playing a game. And then suddenly, in the middle of this game,
off the end of the pier, the water started to churn and churn and churn, as if there were something underneath that was bubbling up, about to rear its head, but nothing came. But as we looked down into the water appeared very clear, and below the surface of the water, we could see streets and avenues and people walking on them. And we stared down and looked at each other, and it was very attractive that we wanted to jump off the pier and swim down into the water and see if we could see what was down there, because it was showing itself to us and it was pulling us forward, and we wanted to discover what was underneath the water. So we looked at each other and we started to debate what we should do.
And it was so strange because it seemed as though nobody else saw what we were seeing. One moment we were playing that video game and then my brother had looked over and he'd seen the street and the city and no one else could see this. And he said, look, let's stop this. And we peered into the water. And it was like a force was taking us down there. And he said, let's. And I said, why not? So we shucked off our shoes and our jackets and we leapt in. And we were pulled under the water by a force. And the incredible thing was we could still breathe under the water. And it was like nothing I'd ever seen before. These colours were coming past, these blues and turquoise and yellow. We were going as though we were into a kaleidoscope. Nothing was the same as it had been above the surface. And then I felt us settling down onto those streets. And it seemed as though the water just rose above us and we were in this bubble. The whole city was in a bubble. And those streets were gold-coloured. Now, I had heard of streets of gold, but I had never thought of them beneath the water. And then I saw houses, these beautiful houses. They were all painted the most incredible colours and they had these pretty shutters and it looked as though it just come off a chocolate box, all of them. But there were lines outside each of these houses and it was very strange. They had clothes hanging on the line, but they weren't ordinary shape clothes. It seemed as though each of the shirts that was up there, all beautifully clean, lovely shirts, but they didn't just have two arms. They had 8 arms. And then I noticed that some of the trousers that were hanging up there, some of the pants, they didn't have 2 legs. They had 3 legs. And I turned to my brother and I said, what on earth is going on? Well, at that moment, I saw
a gigantic being of some sort. It's hard to describe. It was like half mammal and half fish and half something else. But it had 8 arms. And it had 3 legs, and it had 4 eyes. And it looked down at us, and we noticed that on its head was a crown. So this was some sort of royal thing. And it looked down at us, and it started to speak, but it spoke in some sort of foreign tongue, and we looked at each other trying to decide what it was saying, if we could discern something by its facial expressions. It did not look angry, but it looked a little perplexed, like it was wondering what we were as much as we were wondering what it was. And we started to talk. But as the voices came out of our mouth, as we explained to this thing who we were and what we found that our voices sounded like his, not like ours. And we weren't speaking English. We were speaking some sort of foreign language, but not a language we knew. It's just that we said the words or thought we were saying the words in our language, but when they came out of our mouth, it was in a different language. And as we started to explain that we were simply trying to find out what this place was and that we had dove in from above, he said, this thing, whatever it was, seemed very perplexed and had a confused look on his face as if we were telling him we were from another planet, that he was as puzzled about where we were from as we were about where he was from.
But then he motioned towards us, and he went towards one of these houses, the beautifully colored houses, and it only had a small door, and he was a large royal thing king. But he bent down to get in the door, and he motioned for us to follow him, and we did. We bent down after, and we stood up to this enormous space. It was as though there was a major hall, a huge hall on the other side of the facade of this house. And he beckoned towards us and he called somebody else out of the shadows. And that person, it was a woman, it looked like a woman, who also had three legs and eight arms. But she was beautifully dressed, not anything like we'd seen before, but in these gorgeous colours that reflected the water that we'd seen when we came down, those turquoises and blues. And she had something in her hand that looked like a conch shell. And she blew in it. And as she did, she then touched at the top of our heads, and suddenly we could understand everything that was going on. And the king thing said, "Come this way," he said. I want to show you where we live." And he took us, and we saw incredible things. We saw almost like pictures into other times in our lives. We saw us, but we were older, and we saw exciting things happen. We saw children, and we realized that they were going to be our children, and we saw things that we would be doing. We saw that we were speaking in front of large amounts of people, and it was as though we were there, and all of our future were in these different windows, and it was extraordinary. And my brother and I looked at each other, and we said,